WSHF 567, monitoring. WRWB 49, I'm standing by. 7 morning time, Mike, and I'm on the video call, so I'll be here for a bit. Alright, Sam, we'll be standing by. Yeah, good morning to you. I'm in here, just on the phone a little bit, so, SHM 738, I heard Sam, and I know Mike, you're in there.
Yeah, good morning. All right, we'll be standing by. WRWB 49, standing by.
Yeah, you missed quite an active day yesterday there, Mike.
Yeah, so I heard. Sheesh.
I actually heard it was even going on around noon. Somebody driving around with lower power radio, I think, and playing music in the background. So there were actually 3, 4, 5 of them in there yesterday at some point in the evening, early evening. Just shameful. Shameful.
Jeez. But they wanted to blame you for it.
Yeah, that's what the one guy said. And somebody was driving around with the radio on in the background and they were getting close. So I figured I'd head out in the car. At this point, I didn't even say anything. So out in the car to see if I could see where it was coming from. And somebody said, "Hey, quit jamming." He's up on top of the guy playing the radio going, "Nope, sorry. Not me. I know that's the narrative they want to push. And ain't nobody believing it."
Most level-headed people, you know, they're going to see that you don't do that, so. And people that have known you for, what, well over 40 years in the radio community, know you don't do that on ham radio. Nor would you do it here, so.
No reason to. I respect the license, just like I respect my ham radio license. But there's another one in there that's a ham operator that doesn't respect his ham license, that's for sure.
There's a lot of them that don't. But, you know, they'll sit there and they'll point the finger. Yep, anyway.
Yeah, then the excuses come out 30 minutes later, making the excuse for the other guy that I think made the statement. So, I would think he would explain yourself right there and then if I was wrong, but it came 30 minutes later because somebody got identified. I have it all recorded, so I'll play it through when I get home. I queued it up just a little bit ago, so I got it all. Even the unidentified transmitter from KDA-TVE.
That guy's been known to, you know, come out here and whisper, you know, rat, you know what, every once in a while.
I'll do it. Talk about sad hams. They need to take a good look at themselves. They think it's okay, Mike, when their hatred is so great for someone to sit there and do illegal activities on a licensed service. whether it's ham radio or this, right? They think it's okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, when I identify them, I'll let it be known, and it ain't okay.
Yeah, it gotta be. Yeah. I mean, here, it's basically the precursor to the ham radio or a stepping stone into ham radio. So, you know, you set a bad example out here, it's just going to carry on up there.
Like I said, so the ham operator is doing the bad here. They get a $10,000 fine or relinquish the license. We'll see if it was all worth it for them.
Anyway. Yeah. Right now, we're just sitting here, just watching TV, and you chimed in.
Yeah, what time is it?
4:23. I got on my clock here.
All right. Well, I'm going to get back to the phone for a minute. I'm yapping with John down there, so I'll be back. WSHM 738. WSHF 567. All right. Yeah, good morning, Sam. I think he's on his video thing, so WSHM 738, I'll be back.
WRWB 49 will be standing by listening.
All right, I'm in here for a few minutes, and I got to get this party going. WSHM 738.
All right, I'm here.
We got a little rain overnight. I cut the front lawn yesterday, which it needed it. But I don't think we got a lot of rain, just a little rain. I'm not sure. They're sending off all these warnings about winds and I mean, it may have happened over the sleeping hours. I'm just not sure. I just know it looks wet out there a little bit.
Yeah, I cut my grass over the weekend. Got it done.
Yeah, so it looks like maybe a little rain throughout 8 o'clock in the morning on and off, but from there it just dries up, so it's not a rain out day.
Yeah, copy.
Going into another cool down after this, too.
Oh, okay.
How about this? It'll be May and Saturday, a low of 34.
Wouldn't be the first time it's happened like that. You know, we've had snow May 1st, or what, the middle of May, just flurries for about, what, 10, 20 minutes?
Crazy.
I didn't say nothing yesterday for 10 minutes because I was listening to you bullshit and laughing, you liar.
Hey. No one's talking to you, man. You want to interrupt our conversation or something? Is that what you want to do, Scott Hubble? Well, there you go. More unwanted comments. Usually unidentified.
If my memory serves me right, which is a pretty good memory, you didn't mention his name at all. Is he feeling guilty? Has he got a guilty complex going on?
You know they've been caught red-handed doing it. Now they're trying to distract from it, having other people do it. you're a jammer, you can't go back. You're a jammer. Sorry. Doesn't mean you're doing it every time. You're part of a coordinated group effort. It's obvious. Their hatred, you can hear them spew their hatred daily. They got all the angst to do it. 10,000 dollar fine will fix some of these people up. I don't think they can fix it. I think they're gonna keep on doing it, keep on doing it, keep on doing it. Because they're stupid that way. That's just my opinion, not yours. WSHF 5-3. There they go. Yeah. There they go. The jammers. Boy, that's one thing. Mark my words, Sam. Mark my words, Mike. It's all going to come to a head one day. A little while, but I see he's back. He is way too persistent.
For the record, they're doing the same exact things they made a petition on me about and accused me about, but they're the ones doing it. I want that to be noted for the record. That's why I'm speaking to you.
Unlicensed guy, but he's dumb enough to use his voice when he's out here. He's done it in the past that way. And this one's mobile, probably with an HD. You can hear the music in the stereo on the background. Signature sound of that guy.
Yeah, and whoever it is, it's very low powered because you're walking over it. And you're getting the upper hand.
Well, he drives around quite a bit, and he drives around all different areas. You can hear him getting stronger in the repeater, weaker in the repeater, and at some point, he was close to here yesterday, early evening, so. Whatever, let him have his fun. Persistency is going to get him busted, too. only one group. One group and a bunch of extras that got involved that hate us that do this illegal activity. So, conspiracy, right? A coordinated effort by that group. Try to this time, sure. Alright, time for me to get rolling. I'll be back in a little bit. Alright, we'll catch you in a bit. Sam, I'm going to get ready here to myself. Catch you in a bit. WRWB 49 will be standing by. Oh yeah, keep in mind, you see a plus or minus 10% of an outlier in there. Somebody just monitoring, causing trouble miscellaneously. Along with the other coordinated effort, which there's no doubt 90% of it is that. There always could be one outlier in there.
Yeah, every now and then you'll get a lone wolf. Look at that one that used to mess with, I can't think of the guy's name or handle. And, the guy that lives up north in Lapeer, you know, the potato chip guy. There used to be somebody that would mess with him all the time.
No lie to you right and left, like saying Rodney didn't have one of them radios. He most certainly does. I've heard it in the background on his other radio. You can hear it chiming away in IDN. So they'll lie to you till they're blue in the face, and that's a guarantee. He's got one over there. Plus, I've caught him right at the end of Reddy Street and Van Dyke going to work. That carrier, 5:30 in the morning, even covering as close as you are to that area, Sam, on the input, he lambasted you on a HP on the input. Full quieting and then some. So, again, three have been busted and a fourth has used his own voice out here, Leonard, that isn't a licensed radio operator that has no business transmitting here without a license. So, but they'll tell you how squeaky clean they are.
Well, what was funny was, you know, the day that said person says, oh, he don't have a radio and he don't do that out here. Within a matter of, like, what, 2 minutes afterwards, he starts whispering. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Some people, they're better off not saying anything.
Yeah, well, I think it's pitiful. And like I said, when the FCC finds them some big monetary value, maybe then they'll learn their lesson, because that's the only way it's going to get fixed. All right, I'll be back. WSHM 738. Charlie's listening on the input. I think it's could be way north. You know, whoever it is, you know, they seem to be persistent driving around. And that's going to be that guy's undoing. So he was popping in on the input just barely on a bass antenna, so... And then this last time around, he wasn't. So, nowhere around here. And he's probably, you know, way west or way east, I suppose. If I had a guess at it, north. Roger. Way past that. WSHM 738. Bigfoot Charlie.
I'm too far away.
I think it's up your way.
Probably be at work, so yeah. Anyway, you guys are all getting over it, so whoever it is, it's got a weak signal, by the way.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, Mike, I'll talk to you to later tonight or something. HM-738.
WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. At least we got Monday out of the way. Now we can chip away at Tuesday. And I know you got a full week this week, so you're going to be in here every day.
Yeah, don't I know it. Yeah, you had a hell of a headache yesterday morning. That's how it was on.
Mondays. I get it.
Yeah, I keep checking that input. I'm only at 21 miles, so I don't expect to hear it.
This guy, say what there, Charlie? I doubled with you.
I keep checking the input, but I'm only at 21 miles, so still a bit too far.
But too far, we don't know where he's at, so we know he's not up your way, northeast, so that clears that path.
Well, we got that short antenna, so I don't have a lot of gain. If I heard him, I'd be real close.
Drives around quite a bit. This guy has a signature sound to his music playing in the background. It's like at a certain level and a certain distance away from the mic. It's a signature sound. He's been in there before. He's just disappeared for a little bit. They skews this. Basically, doing that yesterday, I guess, as early as like noon or something. Certainly was doing it at 2:30 when I was on my way home, and doing it like 4:35, 6 o'clock. So, you had a full day yesterday. At some point, he was close to here. And then you got that other jammer. See, there's always a handful of them. A handful of them at any given point. A group court $10,000 fine to do that. The rest of us fall on.
WSHM-738. I wish I had that much time on my hands.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's all generated from the other ones that got busted, right? They're trying to diffract the attention saying us.
Not this time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That guy's like keying up with a low power transmitter like an HT in the car.
on the surface roads too, on top of it. And then there's a second one in there. Other people's children. Definitely some chemistry problems. Some kind of imbalance. Lowest common denominator. Man, I done something I haven't done in a long time this morning, and that was wake up at the alarm clock. And I don't even think I changed positions all night. Wow. That's why I'm running late.
You usually wake up before?
Oh yeah, between 3 and 3.30, alarm set for 4.
Okay.
Position I was in when I laid down, and same position I was when the alarm went off.
The music player is on break. Thank you.
good one, Charlie. WSHM 738. All right, Paul, have a good day. WSBT 754. See you later, Sam, if you're listening.
Listen and have a good day, Charlie W. I'm not talking, there's no point.
Dam's gonna break. Dam is gonna... Sprinkle some sea beers in. Just what it is. All right, you guys have a good one there. Sam, from the outside, as for what's for WSH.
You suck as a radio detective, get a different hobby, you loser. WSEU 202, good morning and standing by. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSJF 896,
on the mobile. Where you at, WRWB 489, WSHF 567, calling. No copy, Mike. WSIJ 839, listening.
What's going on there, Don? We heard you. WRWB 49. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSIK 839, I hope it's working this time, and I'm listening.
WSIP 284, WSIG 257.
WSEU 202, good afternoon. I'm home. You can start the show.
WSHF 567, WSHM 738. The Jammers! How'd I know that was gonna happen? A few more minutes, then the music. Start texting people, getting them in shape, getting them in order, getting them on the program.
You put in your request for the next song they're going to be jamming you with.
I don't think they've gone that far to open up the request lines yet.
All right. Well, I'm in the driveway. Just wanted to say hey. So, hey, catch you later. WRUZ935.
All right. WSHM 738.
WSCU 202, good afternoon. WSIG 839 listening. WSIG 839 listening.
WRWR 357.
WB 49. We're standing by.
Hey, good afternoon. This is WRWR 357.
What's going on there, Randy?
Again with the great memory, man. It's going good. I think, what was the last three of your call sign? I'm trying to remember it. And I caught the 49, not the rest.
Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo 489. Roger.
Gotcha, 489. I missed the part in between, but anyways, man, how you doing? I'm just cruising here on the next stop and just enjoying this amazing day and hoping that we get a lot more of them soon.
Living, breathing, you know, just, I'm doing, so.
Where are you at right now? Are you on a handheld, or is your signal just coming and going just a little bit, but you're readable?
Yes, Palms and 26 miles. Further east, you know, towards St. Clair County.
Oh, I know exactly where Palms and 26 Mile is. I grew up in that area, just a couple miles from there. From out there, you're sounding pretty great then, all things considered.
Roger. Yeah, I usually can get in, you know, around the bay here with no issues. Sometimes, you know, I have a hard time.
Yeah, I do all right out that way, too. My parents live out that way, and actually more east of where you're at. And, you know, I make it out pretty good. Once the leaves get on the trees, then it starts to get a little congested because they live in the woods. But during the winter, man, or during the winter, it's ring out loud and clear.
Yep, copy that. You might lose me here. It'll be in an area where it's kind of sketchy. We'll see. I think somebody else is either trying to get in there, or they just have a unwanted tour number.
I haven't heard anything else, so it must be just on your end.
We're talking. Somebody was teeing up.
Well, then go ahead, other station, if we can see if we can hear you.
That was on the output near you. I heard nothing here.
Okay, what's going on there, Paul?
Not much tied up, but I just wanted to report that, right? So what you were hearing is something local to you on the output. Everybody was crystal clear into the repeater, no interference.
Figured that's probably what it was then. Alright, we'll catch you later.
Alright, hello to the other station as well. WSHM 738.
WSGG 770, Shelby Township. I'm already at the home base. You gentlemen have a fine evening. Enjoy the day. Clear.
Good morning, Paul. Good afternoon, Paul, and we'll catch you later, Paul. I guess you can pick it back up from there, Randy.
Gotcha. Are you headed back this way? Are you headed back west on 26? Because it's sounding a lot clearer now.
Correct, yeah. I'm heading back into New Baltimore as we speak, so.
Yeah, I've noticed before, once you get on M29 there and you got nothing but the bay between you and the repeater, things clear up quite a bit. I'm guessing that's the way you're headed back on M29.
Yep, correctamundo, heading towards the trailer park. They're right there at M29, and I forget the name of it. The one over there in Ira.
All right, man, well, you drive safe. I'm at my next stop, and I'll catch you again next time.
All right, we will catch you later. Negative on the WSBQ 754.
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. You were broke up on that one. WSBT 754, and I won't be too far from my crackle spot.
Right now, you're coming in pretty loud and strong, so.
Yeah, I'm not too far away from it anyway, a couple miles yet. Thinking about getting home, cutting the grass. Garbage goes out tomorrow so they can take the grass with it.
There you go, Blitty. Just ask and you shall receive. Keep poking the bear. Look what happens.
Well, that wasn't obvious. But you're RWB 49.
Where's the dude?
WCHR 566 on the air monitoring. WCHR 566 on the air monitoring.
is Chris. I'm here in Royal Oak, and I'm not able to hear you clearly, although I can hear the towers of Peter's Peak. Let me know if this is intentional or not. This is WSMF861, Chris.
WRNW329 monitoring.
WSH567 monitoring.